Maya Angelou arrived into the company of presidents after an improbable journey and gave everyone poetry to live by.
We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness, a word.
She punctuated her poetry with a plea of hope,
rising high, high above me,
a constant call to rise up from the misery,
leaving behind nights of terror and fear. I rise into a daybreak miraculously clear. I rise.
That is what she did to become an author, poet, actress, songwriter, dancer, and historian. She was the winner of 3 Grammy Awards and a director and producer of movies.
Cut.
She rose up from a humble childhood in Stamps, Arkansas, and when she was 8, she was raped by her mother's boyfriend.
From the time I was 8 until I was almost 13, I didn't speak.
Shortly after Angelou identified her rapist, the man was murdered. Angelou blamed herself and stopped talking.
But my grandmother, she'd say, "Sister, Mama don't care what these people say about you being an idiot or you being a moron. Mama don't care. Mama know when you and the good Lord get ready. Sister, you're going to be a preacher." So I used to sit there and think, poor ignorant Mama. I mean, what? I'll never speak. What is she talking about, preach?
When she was ready to speak, she went on to master 5 foreign languages and live in Africa, where she met Malcolm X. His influence positioned her as a prominent voice in civil rights during the 1960s.
I don't know how people see their world. Whites can see a world with no blacks. Blacks can see a world with no whites. That's very rare, if at all. Asians can see a world with no Latinos. Or fat people see a world with no thin and fat. I won't live in that world. A free bird leaps on the back of the wind.
Angelou's most acclaimed work, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, is her story to age 17, the age that she quit high school to support her son as a single mother.
The caged bird sings with a fearful trill of things unknown but longed for still, and his tune is heard on the distant hill, for the caged bird sings of freedom.
Possibly her crowning moment came when she was asked to write a poem for the 1993 presidential inauguration.
Come, you may stand upon my back and face your distant destiny.
Yet it was her passion for teaching that she prized.
Write. Write copiously.
As a longtime professor at Wake Forest University, she gave voice to a new generation.
If I had taught before I had written books, I might never have written a book. I love to teach. I am a teacher.
She was a teacher who always remained an example of hope.
I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, there I go.